Beloved stars, and he's heading to the Riverside Resort January 29th through the 31st. Few artists in any genre sing with more heart and is reflected through his music, including hits I Swear and I Love the Way You Love Me. Get your tickets to see John Michael Montgomery at the Riverside Resort in Laughlin, Nevada. Special room and show packages are available by calling 800-227-3849 or online at riversideresort.com.
Burlington, where you'll save big on thousands of new markdowns right now. At Burlington, save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Wayne Newton.
It happened forever.
You know whose music I don't get? Sting. He was on the Kennedy Center Honors thing. I don't know. I never got him.
His solo stuff, yeah. I really didn't. But some of the Police stuff was good.
Yeah, a couple of them. I hate that Roxanne song. But you know what a lot of people do like? Rodeo. They love the rodeo, and I have two people on hold, and I'm going to get to them right now, and we're going to give away our last two pairs. Is it two pair or two pairs? I can never remember.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with pairs. Our last two pairs.
We've done this before, yeah. I think
it's either way. Yeah. Of rodeo tickets. That's four total. Two people are going to win two tickets each, and the first one up is going to be Steve. Steve, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Can you go to the rodeo Friday night at the Family Arena?
You bet. Only if you let me announce something right now.
What would you like to announce?
I would announce that my second grandson was born early this morning, Elijah James Sanders.
All right.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Peon, on your new arrival.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
How old is your first grandson?
He is seven.
Seven?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I have a grandson now. I know that makes you sound old. To younger people, they go, oh, you're a grandparent. Well, I'm past that, I guess, and I'm used to it. But one of the greatest things that's ever happened, and I never did get it when people go, oh, wait, do you have grandchildren? This little kid is the highlight of my life now.
Oh, they're the best.
He is the best. Now, if you want to go to the rodeo and take somebody with you, here's what we're going to do. You've heard the term cutting horse before.
Yes.
Okay. I will give you the following description. One of these is the definition and description of a cutting horse. You have to tell me which it is. A horse that is good to cut up for steaks on the grill. B, a horse that has a tendency to cut one about every 2 minutes. C, a horse that has hair on the mane so sharp it will cut you if you reach up and grab the mane. Or D, horses used at a roundup to cut out cattle for the owners.
I'd like to go with D, Frank.
That is absolutely right, cutting out cattle.
Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
We've all seen the movies, the westerns, where the guys are riding and they're rounding up the cattle. That's exactly right. You're going to the rodeo. Hang on. A happy new year, Steve. Dan will take care of you, okay?
Great. Thank you, guys.
All right, there goes Steve. And our last contestant is Sam. Sam, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. That's a good way to be. Would you like to go to the rodeo?
I sure would. Right.
These tickets, by the way, are courtesy of Bobby Whitehead and the Outdoor Guide Magazine. So we thank Bobby and Outdoor Guide Magazine, a great magazine if you're an outdoorsman at all. Gelding. You've heard the term gelding?
Yes, I have.
All right. Which of these is the definition of a gelding? Well, let's do it this way. You know what? I just messed this up, but I'm going to have to go ahead now. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go ahead and do it now. Backwards.
Okay.
Knowing
you just forget what we determined.
Yeah. Forget.
No,
all right.
So I didn't hear anything.
Are you able to just wipe something out of your mind? Like what I just said a while ago?
He said he didn't hear it.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
All right,
what you're
I believe
about.
Him. No, I believe him. I believe he's completely wiped out.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to start over. When a horse, a male colt, is about 2 years old, he is castrated. I know that sounds horrible, but they do that to ensure good temperament. What is that castrated two-year-old called? Is it called A, a sissy, B, nutless, C, a no-baller, or D, a gelding?
Oh, man.
That's tough. It's a tough
one.
Take your time.
I'm going to go with D, gelding.
Oh. Yeah, I would have went. I would have gone with A. Man.
Dan said he would have gone with A, sissy.
Yeah, I would have gone with C.
Well, they would have been wrong, and you guys don't know the horses like Sam here does. No. He knows horses, and he's going to the rodeo.
Well, he is nutless, but the term is, that's not the
that's
term.
That's not the term.
Oh, thank you very much.
What it's called. No, he didn't mean you were nutless, Sam. No, no, he wasn't calling you nutless.
I misunderstood.
No, he's saying that the colt is actually nutless, but that's not the proper term. Well, you're going to the rodeo, and the Happy New Year. Hang on. Dan will tell you how to get tickets, okay?
Happy New Year.
All right, you thank you. Thank you, Sam. Those are tough questions.
Yeah.
I was actually afraid we wouldn't have any winners because, you know, they're so hard.
Yeah.
But we have a very...
bunch of rodeo experts out there.
Bunch of very smart people when it comes to rodeos. There are... I want to just deviate here from... You can call. The tickets are gone, so you can call anyway. We don't care why you call. 314-969 KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And we do thank Bobby Whitehead at Outdoor Guide Magazine for those tickets. This is kind of a weird deviation, but we mentioned yesterday that Ed Goodman passed away. Ed Goodman was a radio guy who was on the air for a long time, like 25 years or whatever, 30, I don't know. I think at one station for 18 or 19 years, that was KZK. And I was talking yesterday morning to a friend of mine who knew him better than I knew, because I really didn't know him. And I said, you know, I said, the sad thing is that you can be on the radio for a long, long time in one town, St. Louis, for example. And I've been on for 30 years, I guess, 35 total. But what's interesting is the people in the radio business who really don't understand how irrelevant we are. They think they're big celebrities, but they're not. None of us. We're not. We are people in one town who work at one radio station out of a bunch of radio stations. And in some ways, it's kind of sad, because I looked at Ed Goodman's, the article in the Post-Dispatch online, four sentences. That's it. Four sentences. And I would venture to say that's probably about what any of us on the radio would get. And not that we deserve any more, we don't. But to the people in it, and I heard a guy one day, I was in the car, and I was just kind of bouncing around, and I really almost never listen. And these guys know that. I don't listen to local radio. I listen to this station on the way in, and I heard this guy say, he said, you know, he said, I was out with some buddies, and one of them said, what's it like to be famous? And he proceeded to talk about what it was like and how you just couldn't go anywhere. And I wanted to just call and go, hey, nobody even knows who you are.
Is this a guy that works?
No, don't. Who? What?
No, is this a guy that works sometime?
I don't even want to get anywhere near specific.
Okay, I think I know who it is.
It was laughable to me that he was talking about how famous. Here's the deal. Any one of us. And I think a lot of people get into radio and they actually think they're going to become famous and a big deal. You're not. You're not. There are a handful of people who were relevant enough to the industry that it knocked the wind out of the radio industry when they were gone. Jack Carney was one. I think Paul Harvey was one. I think there were a lot of people all over this country that really enjoyed Paul Harvey. And when he was gone, there was a hole that was left there. And when I saw the four sentences, that was it, four sentences, I thought, you know what, that just sort of sums it up here. But it's fun. It's easy. For most people, it doesn't pay very well. And I would say to anybody who wants to get in the radio business, don't do it, because unless you do talk radio or sports, which essentially is talk radio, it's just talk about sports. Outside of that, I don't see how you'll ever make it. There will be no more Casey Kasems. There's not going to happen anymore. There are not going to be any more Dick Clarks. There won't be any more Rick Deeses. Rick Dees was in Memphis and he went to L.A. It's just, it's not there. Concentrate on either talk radio or video. Video. Think how many things have video on them. All the electronic signs on the side of the road. All of everybody's smartphone, everybody's tablet, everybody's computer. Video.
Even radio now.
Is video.
Is, yeah.
Because radio needs a website. Radio needs Facebook page. A station needs, yep. Somebody has to put that video together.
Well, that's the day that they'll ever put a radio show on television.
Well, yeah, that'd be stupid. That's crazy. Because people are in their cars and they can't watch TV. I guess my point is, when I saw the four sentences, I thought, now here's a guy who gave, I don't know, probably 25, 30 years of his life to this business.
Yep.
And to the Post-Dispatch and I guess to the community, here. So, Dad, was on the radio, but the end. That was kind of it. Now, the other thing that I was going to, I wanted to mention is, I don't know why I even thought of this, but I was, the other day I'm watching, and I won't watch it for long because the guy drives me nuts. It's Joel Osteen, the guy that closes his eyes while he talks.
Yeah, he's a cross between Jerry Seinfeld and Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes, but he talks to people like everybody is a third grader.
I actually like Joel Osteen.
You know, sometimes when he's got, and he's, they, all these evangelists have that southern, what is that?
They don't know.
There's kind of a southern accent.
They kind of talk like this. Yeah. He talks like this.
You know, there's not one of us that doesn't wake up some morning feeling, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go to work today. That's not unnatural. That's very natural. But God has a plan for you. And unless you get up and you get out of that bed and you make yourself forge ahead, you'll never know what lies ahead. That's how Joel Osteen talks. And it just drives me insane. But I'm watching this for 2 minutes, and I thought, you never see, except for the Christian religion, other kinds of ministers on TV or other commercials. You know, this guy Jeff Perry, he runs these commercials, Jesus loves you, accept him now. You've seen them. But you never see a Muslim commercial or a Muslim service.
Or a rabbi.
Or a Buddhist or, or what is that about? Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't see flip around and go, and now the International Ministry of Rabbi Michael's the circumcision guy. You don't see that. Isn't that interesting that only the Christian religion has these networks, these evangelists with multiple stations of, running their services, and then commercials saying, you know, accept Jesus. I think that's, is it because the other religions aren't big enough that they don't have the money, or they're not, do they not solicit? Because the Christian religion says, come, accept Christ. Do the others not solicit?
I don't know.
I don't know that anybody's ever asked that question, but I thought it was worth asking. And one last thing, then we'll take some calls here. California has 1.5 million illegal aliens. And I believe they have now decided to issue driver's licenses to them. That makes 10 states that is issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Here's what I don't get. Illegal is illegal.
Right.
I mean, you're here illegally, so you've broken the law. Let's give you a driver's license. I'm missing something, I guess. I don't know. We're not getting into that because that's kind of political. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. And I said one last thing, but I don't want to forget to do this. Usually you do this at Thanksgiving, but I like to do it at the end of the year. And I messed up and I didn't do it before we took vacation. A brief mention of what I was thankful for in 2014 and every year that we make it to the end of, for the loyal listeners to this show. You have no idea. you really don't get it, that that's what keeps the show on the air. Unlike, there's no other radio show where the people on it, everybody on it, does not get paid a dollar by the station. I don't think there's another show. You patronizing our advertisers, that's the only thing that keeps the show. And when that stops and you no longer do it, this show is off the air. Because there are no salaries here for us. They don't pay us. So, as we begin another year, you need to know that last year, I am so thankful for loyal listeners and loyal advertisers and for a radio station, for all the things that it, that I like to make fun of here. For this past year, once again, a station that leaves us alone. And that...
I second that.
Now, that's worth a lot. They do not bother us here. They don't tell us how to do this. They don't. We don't have any meetings. I heard Martin this morning talking about how cluttered his desk was, and I thought, what desk?
Yes.
We don't have a desk. We don't have an office or a desk. We don't need one.
We have a file cabinet. That's it.
If it's sitting around here to my left, there's a file cabinet, three drawers. That's it. That's everything we need is in there. We don't even need what's in there. That's all junk from like 10 years ago. We don't even need that. But to the you who are loyal listeners, and when I say loyal advertisers, you advertisers that actually get it and know how to advertise, we've had advertisers come and go, and I've had people I spoke for, and I don't speak for them anymore. And it's for a couple of reasons. They don't give it a chance to work. Or they're talked out of it by some ad agency or another radio station who does a tremendous sales pitch on them, and they've never stayed the course. And the people on here, the First Community Credit Unions, and Ballast Dental, American Equine, Johnny Londoff, and Thompson Price, and Mark and Jason, and on and on and on, thank you for your loyalty to the show and for letting it work. And that's my end-of-the-year speech that I've waited too late to make and I'm making at the beginning of the year. And now it's up to you folks. Then we'll take a break, and then we're going to get Colin Jeffrey in here, and he's going to talk about entertainment that's worth checking out or not. Fred, how are you?
Good day. How are you?
Good day? What's going on?
Hey, a couple questions. First AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I listen to you every afternoon. It drives my kids crazy, but they'll get on.
Nah, they'll get over. How old are they?
21 and 17.
Tell them to hang on for the joke today. They'll like it.
A couple quick things. Appreciate your suggestion yesterday about taking pictures of, like, when you open up an electric circuit.
Yeah.
You're awesome. But that also reminded me that I build a lot of houses and remodel a lot of houses. What we do is we take the light switches off and take a Sharpie and write the brand of paint, the paint color, and the paint number, so when we need to go back and touch it up, we can go right to the paint store and pick that exact paint up.
That is a great idea.
It saved a lot of things. The second thing is you guys are going to Cancun on Sunday, correct?
Yeah, we don't want to go, but it's already booked. So
where are you staying? Are you staying at the Rio down there?
At the, what is it? The
yeah.
Rio Palace.
Rio Palace.
Americas, I think.
Yeah, the Rio Palace, I think.
Our paths are going to cross by one day. I'm leaving on Monday.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going down tomorrow, and I'm coming home on Monday, so I'll just wait for you at the bus, and I'll buy you a beer. Wait a minute. It's all-inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, we'll buy you a beer.
We'll just sit there and decide who's buying beer all day long.
Now, why aren't you with our group?
I am up in Springfield, Illinois. I'm going down for a friend's wedding.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? That's a real friend. Hey, in the middle of the stinking winter, why don't you come to my wedding in Cancun?
Who paid for it?
Yeah, well, it's worth, you know what?
That's true.
It's worth even it because it's an excuse for a nice break from the weather.
I hated to do it, but I'm willing to take one for the team.
But that's what a good friend you are. Well, look, be sure to make a point to try to run into us down there, okay?
We will. All right. Enjoy the show, guys.
Fred, thank you. Fred, headed to Cancun. Probably, well, it's subliminal, what do they call it? Suggestive. He heard us talk about it, and... No, that's not right. He's got a friend getting married. Josh, how are you?
Well, Frank, I'm AM and the PM. That's
thank
how
you,
I am.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I was going to comment on the church shows that you find on TV here and the evangelists, like the Joel Osteen and the...
There are a dozen of them or more.
Right. Well, I think that you'll find that they're on the air for the same reason that you're on the air. It's not about spreading religion. It's not. It's about making money. It's about getting people to come to their church and to pay their tithes or it's about making a name for themselves so that they can go on the speaker circuit.
That, you know what? I do not disagree with you.
Well,
it's entertainment, show business.
Osteen is kind of in a scandal now because he's using that church. I think it's in Houston or whatever, this mega church,
right,
which is a nonprofit.
Right.
But he promotes all his books. And so he kind of peddles his books and everything. I think he makes like $40 million a year or whatever.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Exactly. And the Muslim religion and the Buddhist religion, they don't covet possessions necessarily. So they don't have that desire. You will, if you go out on the West Coast, Frank, and you get some little place out there, or you did out in Southern California, you'll catch some of the synagogues. Maybe they'll run a live stream on the internet, but not something that's on a network that where they bought time so that they could.
Well, you know what? That's very interesting. What you said is very interesting because this might be proof that their mission is not to save anybody or to convert you or introduce you to Christ. It's to make money.
Exactly. I mean, there's a prime example here in St. Louis, and I'll tell you that the show is actually very entertaining. I've watched this program. It's the Pastor Dave and Nicole Crank on Faith Church St. Louis, and they're extremely funny, and they deliver a good message, but every message also comes with, so come see us at the church, and if you go to the church, when you sit down, before he comes out and does his spiel, there's another guy who comes out and does his spiel talking about, don't forget to give us your money.
So he's kind of like the opener, and then the other guy.
He is, and then the headliner comes out and does his thing, but the opener comes out and asks you for your money.
Hey, Josh, do you remember Oral Roberts? You remember Oral Roberts?
Yes, absolutely.
Oral, I have to look it up, but he pulled a stunt, and these idiots, people sent in money by the millions who fell for it. He went up in a tower at that university in Tulsa and said God told him to go up there and that God told him not to come down until he had $80 million. It's unbelievable. And people bought it, and they sent money. I think you got a great point.
I hate to say that because
no,
I think that the message that they deliver is very important for people to hear for the most part. It's the underlying message that nobody else is listening to or that they're getting and they're not realizing that they're getting it. And then they're going to the church and then they're giving up their money.
Joel Osteen's message, I have no problem with what he's saying, but I think he builds false hope up in people, you know, God, because he basically says that no matter what in your life right now is going wrong, that it'll be fixed and you'll get money. And you know, I just think sometimes dial it back a couple of notches. I mean, be a little more realistic. Because not everybody is going to have it work out the way Joel did.
But they play on people's faith.
Oh, absolutely. That if you send enough money and then you'll reap what you sow and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, Robert Shuler, I had no problem. I thought he had tremendous sermons. But good grief, that Cathedral of Tomorrow, that thing now is completely bust. His son, he and his son stopped speaking to each other. I mean, and I think it was all about money.
Otherwise, I think you would see it coming from all other religions as well.
Well,
I don't think it's about delivering a message. I think it's about lining their pocketbooks. Because if you look at the ones that are on TV, they all have lots and lots of money.
Oh, they're not poor. No.
I mean, Joyce Myers, for example, he's a multi-millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Joel Osteen, I can't even imagine how much money he's worth.
But you know what?
But
you know what they'll say? They say that God
wanted me to have all this money to get the word out.
Wants his people to prosper. Yeah.
Well, of course. Of course they'll say that because that's an easy answer. It's an easy
It's funny the only ones prospering are the ones on the stage. I mean, I don't see those kind of houses out in the audience. Hey, we got to run, but Josh, that's a great point. Happy New Year.
Frank, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you for the call. All right. Colin Jeffrey has got a temper. And much later, he's going to blow his stack. He's coming here and talk about entertainment. I need to talk about I have an appointment Thursday at Balanced Dental Care, my semi-annual. Is that twice a year? I always confuse biannual with semi-annual. Semi-annual is twice a year. Biannual is what?
Once every two years.
Okay. It's a semi-annual dental appointment. It's this Thursday at Balanced Dental.
No, biannual is also twice a year.
Okay, then why do we need both of those?
I don't know.
That's confusing to people. It's just confusing. What's bicentennial? What does that mean? Isn't that every 200 years? That's not twice a year.
Yeah.
So why is biannual?
200th anniversary.
Yeah, bicentennial is two 100s, but biannual is twice a year. That's making sense. All right, it's my one of my two-a-year appointments. We'll put it that way. Ballast Dental Care is Thursday, and I don't dread it. Now, if you're listening and you go, well, how can you not dread a dental appointment? Then you don't go to Ballast Dental Care, because if you did, you wouldn't ask that question. I've never dreaded an appointment there. I look forward to it. And I've gone there for over 41 years to the same dental clinic, and I am inviting you to become a patient there. Almost every time I go, I run into somebody in there who's AM and the PM. And some have just become new patients, and some have been going for years. We've been talking about them for 15, 16 years, and I've been going there for over 41. And it's the dental clinic that you did not think existed, the one you will never dread going to. Never again will you be afraid, anxious, and don't worry about what kind of shape your mouth is in, because whatever it is, they've seen worse. Ballast Dental Care at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Well, it's just the usual slowdowns right now, Dan. I don't see any accidents or incidents to report. If you're traveling on northbound 170, though, things are really tight between Highway 70 up through Airport Road, where the lanes merge, and then things open up beyond that. Southbound 270, a little bit heavy. Now, from Olive down through Ladue, you're a bit heavy again. Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40, Bush Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 40, Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by AccountTemps. As the world changes, your businesses must bend with the times. AccountTemps can help your team stay flexible by providing accounting and finance experts on a temporary basis. Learn more at accounttemps.com/flexible staffing, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack. 636-225-2553.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
If you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea, and you do all your sleeping at home, this message is not for you. However, if you like to travel for business or pleasure, you're going to want to hear about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere. And free information is available now by calling minicpap.com at 1-800-600-7175. Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. This is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever. So if you travel, get the freedom to sleep anywhere you go. Call now for life-changing free information from minicpap.com. 1-800-600-7175. That's 1-800-600-7175.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and Dynagreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen winterizer and the Dynagreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name, Dynagreen, at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
Burlington, where you'll save big on thousands of new markdowns right now. At Burlington, save up to 70% off department store prices on looks for your whole family. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance.
The clown.
That's a dream of romance.
Hey, one of my favorite segments is the Mike Evans segment, but that'll be later. Right now we have Colin Jeffrey, and he's going to talk about some entertainment and stuff. He's brought to you by Oreck and your locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. They're wonderful stores, and I know that you know what an Oreck vacuum cleaner is. Yes, they have those, but other terrific products. Quick example, heater, as cold as it is, the heater in my basement that's helping heat the game room, if you want to call it that, it's an Oreck. I never even knew they sold anything like this. There's more. Check them out. Tell them your AM and the PM. Give it up, if you would, please, for Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Colin, how are you?
I'm doing, I was doing better about 30 seconds ago.
What happened?
Well, I found out I'm second to Mike Evans.
That was a joke.
I know.
It was a joke. It was a joke, just in case he's listening to make him feel good. But he's probably not. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. We have a lot of movies coming out this
All right.
week. Boyhood, if you missed that, the Richard Linklater following...
18 years?
14 years, yeah.
Same boy.
13 years, same boy.
So it took 14 years to shoot this
Yes.
Thing. Wow.
That is out on DVD, so you can watch it. I saw it in theaters.
Is it good?
I quite liked it. It's okay. not a typical movie.
I quite like. What are you British?
What is that?
What is that talk?
Oh, I quite liked it, Governor.
What are you going to say next? It was bloody good.
Yeah.
Bloody good. Well,
that's cussing.
I quite liked it.
Don't sound refined in here, boy.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Well, it where was do you good. Think you are?
You can say good. I liked the hell out of it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. No. I enjoyed it, but it doesn't have a typical... plot. Like, you can't, you're just following this life. You'll like it if you give it a chance.
It sounds boring.
You'll like it.
Okay.
Get On Up, which if you didn't see, you 100% should. Chadwick Boseman, who was in 42, played Jackie Robinson. This time he plays James Brown.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, my. He was amazing.
Fantastic.
As James Brown. This movie was criminally overlooked. Not a lot of people saw it. You should definitely check that out. Left Behind, one of the biggest flops of the year. Nicolas Cage reprising a role that was
What has happened to this guy?
He needed money big time.
Yeah, but he can't seem to get a decent
movie. How could he possibly need money?
3 or 4 years. Oh, he had a huge, his spending habits were, it was all pretty documented on the news.
Oh, my goodness, he was making something like 15 car payments on very expensive cars.
Yes.
12 homes.
Money just on ridiculous things. And, so he needed money. So he's taking like 2 or 3 movies a year, I think.
His body of work is absolutely outrageous.
Yes.
It's outrageous. If you're a fan of the show Archer, season 5, also known as Archer Vice, comes out. Have you ever watched that?
No.
Animated show about a spy agency. Interestingly enough, the original name for the spy agency that he worked for was ISIS. I'm not kidding. So they had to leave that behind. I don't think they'll be going back to that name. A few other movies out, all small releases. Nothing huge to keep your eye out for. TV. This is a very busy week for TV. If you like the comic book shows, that whole Marvel, movies.
I'm not into that.
Marvel's Agent Carter comes out tonight, and that is an expansion of the Captain America universe. If that's your thing.
Agent Carter.
Bile, you lame brain, you knucklehead, you nitwit.
And then we have on Wednesday night... On Wednesday night, the awards season continues, starts to kick into gear. We've got the People's Choice Awards. It's got co-hosts. I can't imagine that it's going to be any good. But if you like award shows, People's Choice Awards, Wednesday, 8 o'clock on CBS. And then I don't think anyone knows this is happening tomorrow night. American Idol comes back.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
This has been the quietest launch for the show.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they're still making it. I guess it's really, really cheap. I don't know. So
that explains Harry Connick Jr. on Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, that's exactly what it is there.
And so that is Wednesday night.
I think that show's done.
I think so, too. Yeah. But everyone's figured that out except the showrunners or the producers over at Fox. Yeah. Then on Thursday night, we've got a really busy night. Portlandia comes back on Thursday night. Archer comes back on Thursday night for season 6. And then Parenthood. Have you ever watched this show?
I love Parenthood. I like it.
It's the most heartfelt show on television, I think. And this season, I thought, has been great. It's really sort of brought it back. It's sort of emotional every week. Parenthood comes back Thursday night. There are 4 episodes left.
I don't know why I like it, except I think once you get into it, it's maybe as believable a family as I've ever seen on TV without it being a real family. You know, you have all the problems that every family has and all the dysfunctional people in the family and then the solid, stable rocks of the family. And what's his name? The dad, the grandpa.
Zeke.
What's his name? Who plays it?
Oh, gosh, he played, he was in...
It's on the tip of my tongue.
He was coach. Coach. I can't think of it either.
Oh, Craig T. Nelson.
Boy, he's perfect. He's just perfect there. And his wife, Bedelia, what's her name? Bonnie Bedelia or something. She's great. Her name is something like that. She's terrific in that.
It's one of the most expensive shows NBC does because it's got that huge cast. I really like it. I'm glad they gave them this season to tie everything up.
And it's the kind of thing I would say, go get... How many seasons have there been?
This is their 5th.
Okay. Go back and get the 1st and watch the whole thing. I think you'll be glad you did.
You will. And these last 4 episodes, they center around sort of a major event. If you're all caught up on this, they center around a major event. And
when does it come back?
Thursday night.
I'll be there.
At 9 o'clock for 4 episodes.
I'll be there.
I got roped into, I've never watched a show before, but for some reason it was on Sunday night. There wasn't else much on. Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, and sometimes it's really good.
And so there were 2 episodes last night. And so it started Sunday, and then there were 2 episodes last night. So it just started.
You don't think it would be good?
But I know. I've never watched the show before. Geraldo's on there. There's some Gilbert Gottfried is on there.
And there'll always be a couple of people you can't stand on there. But
Geraldo's been that so far. He's got a huge ego. It just thinks that,
he's awful. And then on Sunday night, it's the Golden Globe Awards. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler host for their final time. They're saying goodbye.
I love those two. I think they are as good as any award show hosts have ever been.
They are spectacular at it. And the biggest travesty is that Amy Poehler is not nominated this year for Parks and Rec. If she's the funniest woman at the event, how can she not be nominated?
That's a show I've never seen. Parks and Recreation.
I haven't either.
The Office?
Because I think the name drove me away. It's a horrible name. No, I didn't particularly like the opening.
If we want to watch that show, we're going to have to watch it in Mexico.
We have a bowel
movement. The Golden Globes. Yeah, I did. I had a bowel movement.
Yes. He's right. That's right. Crap, we have to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
It's getting in the way of everything.
Brother. Oh, we'll have to watch it.
Can we cancel? We can't cancel now, can we?
No, for the Golden Globes.
No, okay.
Sorry. No. Well, you'll miss that. I'll recap it in amazing detail in 2 weeks when you're back.
Okay.
I'll just write down everything I see.
Thank you.
A few stories. We were talking, actually, we'll trim this down. We were talking about Celebrity Apprentice. The girl who played Rudy Huxtable was fired on Celebrity Apprentice, Keisha Knight Pullum. Mm-hmm. She was fired, and part of the reason she was fired, Ian saw this, is because, go ahead, Ian.
It was very awkward. This show, I think, was filmed almost a year ago, I heard.
It's filmed quite some time ago.
So Keisha Knight Pullum was on The Cosby Show. Right. So the whole time the episode is going on, they were trying to raise money for a charity, and they said, have you called Bill Cosby? Their Bill Cosby references were through the entire, so it was really awkward. And, you know, you have Donald Trump saying how revered of a person Bill Cosby is.
You know what? If a month ago Cosby had come forward and said, yeah, I did all this, they'd have had to cancel that.
I was amazed that they didn't. I mean, it would have taken a lot of editing, I think, to
you
remove
have
all
taken
the
out all the Cosby references.
No, but
it would have been a 10-minute show.
It was very bizarre and awkward to hear. Why aren't you calling Bill? He's so great. He can give you a big check. And
because they raise money, you know, they raise money each challenge. They have to raise money for charity, and they call all their rich friends to say, "Hey, come in and donate money. Pay us $10,000 for this sandwich we're going to make." And she refused to call him. She got fired for that. Well, she finally responded and said, I wasn't there. I remember him being a philanthropist. He gave millions. I wasn't there. This is America. You're guilty or you're innocent until proven guilty. And so
I could never be a fundraiser and call people I knew and go, hey, give me some money.
Oh, yeah. It's
awkward.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good at that either. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
He did it again. Look how much entertainment information you got in the last 12 minutes or so. And there's only one guy I know who could deliver it, and that's Colin Jeffries, brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Great vacuum cleaners, great carpet spot remover, portable heaters, and then a bunch of stuff I'm not even going to mention. I want you to go in the store and see for yourself. There's a lot more to that Oreck name than just great vacuum cleaners. And Colin will be back and do this again next Thursday. And he'll be with Paul Harvey on Friday.
Harris.
What is it?
Paul Harris.
Okay. I've done that before, I believe.
Yeah, you should write a note down or something over there.
Those two names. And now a word from American Equity Mortgage. And we got a lot of good stuff coming up in the Playhouse, too. Do you guys have blankets in your cars? Because you know this is the time when that list comes out. Have a shovel. Do you have a shovel in your car? Dan, you have a shovel in your car? They say shovel, blanket, sand. What else? A flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have. I have a flashlight. I always have a flashlight in my car. I don't have a shovel. I don't have any sand. I don't have a blanket.
You should stay in your car, but if it's icy out and your car is in a spot where other cars may hit it, you want to get out of your car. And you want to get out of the right side of your car.
And then go over and lie down in your blanket in the snow.
Aren't we supposed to wear loose-fitting clothing and shorts?
And drink alcohol. And,
yeah.
Yes, lots of alcohol and loose-fitting clothing. That's summer.
Yes, that's the summer list.
The shovel thing is the one that always gets me.
Yeah.
I would love to know how many people have a shovel in their car. And why?
Well, it makes sense. If you get trapped in some snow, you got to dig yourself out.
You get out, and then you have a heart attack shoveling.
Right.
You avoid an accident in the car, but a shoveling, you have a heart attack.
Yeah. I have a shovel app on my phone.
I don't think I have
phone.
Ever been in a situation where I was stuck in a snow situation where a shovel would have solved anything. And what's the sand deal? Is that to wait?
To help.
No,
you
not
pour
to
that in front and behind your
tires
to get
I'm going
to
sit in the car with a heater on and call AAA.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not doing any of that stuff. American Equity Mortgage is in the mortgage business. They're also in the, what would you call this? They're in the education business because they've educated a lot of people and kept them from doing dumb things when it comes to borrowing money. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, Capital One, is that a separate thing? I guess it is. I don't have a Capital. Those are all lending institutions. When you use those cards, you're borrowing money from them. Now, you can pay it off when the bill comes in 1 month. You know, you only let it go for the month. The bill comes and you pay it. They don't like that. No, no. They want you to pay part of it, a small part of it. In fact, the minimum payment would be perfect as far as they're concerned, because it's going to take you quite a while to get out of that debt. It's debt. You've borrowed money, and now you're paying it back. Now, here's good debt. American Equity Mortgage steps in, pays those cards off. You're at zero balance. Now you have to pay them back, but it's rolled into your house payment. Probably means even more tax deduction for you, and not even all the interest is actually coming out of your pocket. And they'll explain how all this works in your particular situation, what the interest rate will be. But I'll tell you one thing, it's going to be a lot lower than those credit card rates. So you're out of debt sooner, and you've paid a lot less money to get out of debt. And then there's the home equity loan that a lot of people take advantage of if they're homeowners. Something comes along, costs quite a bit of money. You don't have the money to pay for it. Borrow it with the equity in your home. Again, it's a smart way to borrow money. They've been doing this for a while, a long time. Lots of mortgage companies try to sound like them or better. Good luck with that. AmericanEquity.com or 314, and this is the important part, 878-9999, American Equity Mortgage. Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Ian, I like that app that you've got, that shovel app. That was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
You're coming in on eastbound 40. You're hitting the brakes right at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland. Heavy again, 141 through Timberlake Manor. And southbound 270 from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. You're running slow there. And this report brought to you by AccountTemps. It's a new year. Resolve to be awesome. Up your game with Bob from AccountTemps, who can make sure your business is ready for 2015. Visit accounttemps.com/whoisbob to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hawk takes the snap, wants to throw, rifles it. Man behind the defender is Sasser, makes the reception, touchdown Missouri.
We ended the regular season with a 10-3 record.
Hawk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the 5, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead. Hawk takes the knee, and the Tigers take home a title. Second consecutive year that Missouri's won a bowl. This won the Citrus Bowl over Minnesota.
Congratulations to our Missouri Tigers for a heck of a season. And if you think that was something, wait till next year. The Big 550.